Welcome back to In Defense of Humanity. I'm Al Whitney. We're in our second and last hour, and we have been listening to Barbara Honecker, her presentation that she did in Seattle at 9/11 Truth Seattle in year 2013. I found it enlightening because when I first ran into it, which was recently, there were a lot of things in her presentation that were really important, I thought, and I wasn't familiar with them. She certainly did, and I totally agree with her. The most important attack was not the two buildings in New York. The most significant politically is what happened in Washington to the Pentagon. So we have one more clip. It's only 5 minutes. This is sort of her conclusion. I thought I'd share that with you. Again, it's a 2-hour and 25-minute presentation. I highly recommend it. But let's listen to her conclusion.
Interestingly, even though the Pentagon attack has been kind of the black sheep of the 9/11 truth movement, which for reasons that are pretty clear to me, at the beginning of my talk, I told you why it's the most important part of the 9/11 attacks. And therefore, the real perpetrators would not want the 9/11 truth movement to go there. And many people in the 9/11 truth movement even said, well, we shouldn't look at the Pentagon attack. There's too much controversy. Some people say it was a North Pass, South Pass, so we shouldn't go there. Well, even despite this, amazingly, because I focus on the Pentagon attack and have for over 11 years, I was the only invited expert witness to testify at both the Toronto 9/11 hearings and the Vancouver 9/11 hearings, which is a small miracle, really. The force is with us. It truly is. And then, of course, I mentioned the Malaysia conference. By the way, the Toronto hearings, this is very important. This is the 911 Toronto report. It just came out, I believe, last November. Every single American should own this document. This report is my paper on the Pentagon attack is chapter 13, and there are chapters in here by all of the expert witnesses at Toronto. And this cover was intentionally designed by James Gourley, who is the editor of the report and who sponsored the Toronto hearings, which were on the 10th anniversary in Toronto, Canada. He intentionally designed the cover so that at a distance it would look identical to the 9/11 Commission report. So if you just hold up the 9/11 Commission report, this 571-page lie, you can hold up the truth by the 9/11 Truth Movement. So please get this, read it. It is incredibly revealing, and it shows the depth of the evidence that we have already produced, which was the whole point of the Malaysia conference that was sponsored by the former Prime Minister of Malaysia, held on the day that the 9/11 Toronto report came out. So also you should know that one of the four judges, they were called a panel of judges, to whom we gave our testimony at Toronto on the 10th anniversary of 9/11, one of the four judges, called panelists, was the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of Italy. And he is, to this day, the honorary Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of Italy and the President, as I recall, also a title of the Supreme Court of Italy. And so this is an extremely important and serious time when we have reached, the 9/11 Truth Movement has reached a critical mass of evidence, including some evidence now being taken under jurat affidavit sworn testimony, which did happen at Jim Fetzer's Vancouver hearings. All of the testimony was taken sworn under oath. At the Malaysia conference, former Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of Italy, who is one of the panelist judges at the Toronto hearings, he has the final chapter in this 911 Toronto report, and he has gone public stating, including here, that it is his intent to take it to the Chief Prosecutor of the International Criminal Court. And it doesn't really matter that to this point the United States is not a signatory to the jurisdiction of the court, because some 80 innocent victims of some 80 countries, most of whom are signatories of the International Criminal Court and therefore have jurisdiction, can bring this matter before the International Criminal Court, and that includes Italy, his country. The greatest accountability opportunity of all, in my opinion, is the upcoming 9/11 Guantanamo trial. Believe it or not, as I was on the airplane coming here, which was on January 10th, so I was reading the New York Times of January 10th about what happened the day before, January 9th, just a few days ago, the chief prosecutor of the Guantanamo Military Tribunal announced Wednesday, January 9th, that he is abandoning terrorism conspiracy charges against Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the other 9/11 5. Now, why is that important? Why is that incredibly important? Why does it matter so greatly for our truth movement? The 9/11 truth movement, as I and others have shown, has proven that although Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the other 9/11 5 may have conspired and plotted something like the 9/11 attacks, it is physically impossible that they were the actual perpetrators or executors of those attacks. And therefore, the chief prosecutor of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the 9/11 5 has just ruled out the only charge that they could possibly be found guilty of under the facts, leaving only what they could never be found guilty of, which is the actual act. This is extremely important, and the 9/11 truth movement, I believe, needs to get this report as well as sworn affidavits as soon as possible to the defense attorneys of the 9/11 5. And in conclusion, the 9/11 truth movement and we the citizens, we the people, must never give up. If we don't, because this is a zero-sum game, we will eventually win, and the real perpetrators will be brought to justice. Thank you.
Okay, callers, we'll be taking calls. Anyone who wants to comment, the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. I found what she had to say was just so compelling. I met two young men after 9/11 who were just so enraged by that attack, and that's what the media and all the politicians told us it was, an attack by Arabs against our country, that they just couldn't wait to enlist, much like what happened after Pearl Harbor. It's really tragic that these neocons or these Israeli firsters are able to carry this thing off, carry off these horrific crimes, and no one goes to jail. More of our soldiers sign up, more of our innocent young men sign up thinking they're defending the country, and the warmongering goes on and on and on, and the tyranny, it just layer upon layer upon layer. We now live in a police state. When she did this talk, which was in 2013, that was 4 years ago. I think, in my opinion, what I'm witnessing, things are much worse now than they were 4 years ago. I have not read the 9/11 Toronto report. In fact, until I listened to this, I wasn't even familiar with it. I wasn't even aware there was a 9/11 Toronto report. I may have to get it. But, you know, what we have now is such an ongoing horrific attack against the American people. Actually, it's against the people across the planet. But I've just covered in the last several weeks this weather warfare that is coming at us. And The lies again. We are told lies about floods and droughts and hurricanes, and we're all, you know, told that it's because of climate change and it's Mother Nature responding to us burning petroleum for energy and fuel, and we're just told lie upon lie upon lie upon lie, which makes it so difficult for those of us who are really dedicated to discovering the truth to even communicate with our friends and family. Because once you, in my experience, when you open the door, maybe it takes two or three lies, big lies, to get exposed before you start to automatically investigate pretty much anything. You stop trusting in your government. And if more people would hear this whole thing about her little presentation about what the government did to the men and women who were trapped in the building in the Twin Towers on 9/11, I said to my husband today, we must find a way to get our friends and relatives to stop trusting this government. This government is horrific. They are attacking the American people, food, water, air, weather, in every way they can. And if that doesn't work, they've established police states to arrest us. They've got our doctors giving us dangerous drugs. I mean, it is all an out war against the American people. It would be so nice if we could find a way to get everyone stop trusting them. Okay, we have someone from Wisconsin. Joel, what did you think of Barbara's conclusions?
Actually, I think she's one of the government misinformants. That's what I think.
Why do you think that?
Well, because of several of the things she said that make no sense to someone with an IQ above 80. She talked about the airplanes. Well, okay, what?
Well, I was just going to say, I only gave you a short amount, and I did cut it off. So it's kind of hard for us to know if she did a better job explaining, because remember, it was 2 hours and 20 minutes. But
right.
I mean, I'm happy to hear your observation. I just wanted to throw that in.
All right. Her observations were, she talked about it like as if there really were planes, and if they we really were attacked, and if there really were people trapped inside the building. Now, those things can be looked at another way, and I'm of the opinion that there were no planes, and the evidence is on my side. So I also think that anyone that thinks there were planes has been fooled, or they're in on it and trying to promote the idea that there were planes, and had that the story did come out the way you know, she's agreeing with a lot of what the government official story is. And anyone that does that, either knowingly or not so smart, you know, is either in on it or they're not very smart.
Well, I think that as time, remember, this is 2013. And I've kind of been paying attention to this movement for off and on, not nearly as intense as others, that's for sure. But it seems like more and more unravels all the time. I mean, it's such a icky, complex maneuver that they did on that day in multiple locations. And then they put out so many lies, and there's so many people seeking the truth that get so far, don't you think? And then they think they've got the answer, and then someone else comes along and says, well, wait a minute. And then it goes another step further. That's what I've witnessed. So by today, we'd almost have to call her and say, have you changed your mind about there being real planes? Because she might have by today, 4 years later, right? We don't know.
No, we don't know that, but it still has me question how smart she was to believe that in the first place.
Well, I believed it. Until someone just said to me, look at that picture. And I looked at the picture and they said, buildings are not butter. You can't just take a plane, insert it into a building, and it goes like a knife into butter. And I went, oh my gosh, You're right. But until they called it to my attention, I didn't notice it. I know that sounds goofy, but...
Okay, that's what I'm doing now, because not to insult you, but due to the fact that you admit that you did believe that there were planes, and you don't anymore, I can point out that you seem to believe her.
No, I do. I understand. I believe almost everything she's saying about the neocons. She went and she researched what was written. She paid attention to what public announcements they made at the time. And she read George Bush's book, which I don't think I would ever take the time to read. And she was giving quotes of things that they said that I was not familiar with. I mean, she really did lay out how this had to be the new Pearl Harbor. Didn't you agree?
Well, yes, but we don't really know, you know, if that's real or not. You know, if you want to screw up the public, which they obviously do, you and I agree on that, right?
Want to know what's real.
Exactly right. We don't know what's real. And I'm not taking a position to believe that I do have an answer for what happened and what didn't happen. I can examine the evidence that is given to us and tell when it's a lie or not. So I'm from a position of what did not happen. So if they try to tell me something happened and I can see that that's impossible, at least I'll go that far. But I'm not going to fill in the blanks and try to pretend I know what really did happen.
Well, I think what I'm going to put a link up, but I recommend you sound like you've been studying this story for quite a while. I really recommend you watch her whole presentation, because her presentation about is focused really primarily on the Pentagon, what we were told happened and what really happened. And I think you'd probably be impressed when you see what kind of evidence she has and what kind of testimony she's gathered. I think you will probably still believe she hasn't quite figured out what happened in New York, but I think you'll feel pretty good about what she discovered about the Pentagon. I think she's right, because I have looked at this 9/11 truth movement, and it seems to me that everybody wants to talk about the Twin Towers, and nobody wants to talk about what happened at the Pentagon. And again, she's absolutely right, didn't you think, when she said, if hijackers take a plane into a building in New York, that's a building getting attacked, people getting killed. That's not the same thing as the whole country going to war. But when there's attack against the Pentagon, now the whole country's at war. And that is a very excellent distinction that she made.
Okay, I agree with her concept, but I would throw in the word alleged attack at the World Trade Center than alleged attack at the Pentagon, because if the whole thing is made up, then she's still falling for it.
Well, you can't say alleged attack at the, because those buildings are gone. Those people are dead.
We were attacked by, not by who they said, and not in the way they say it happened.
Correct.
Do you really call an inside job an attack?
Well, I'm beginning to think it's an attack against the American people, not the country.
All right, that's why I said alleged attack, because yes, the buildings are gone, and how it happened is not the way they said it happened, because the way they said it happened is impossible. So,
right,
what they're calling an attack, if you look at it, it couldn't have possibly happened the way they said, so now you have to question whether or not we were attacked.
Well, it is. It's an attack against the American people, much like Hurricane Harvey was. In other words, it's not attack against the military. It's attack against the general population.
Well, we agree on that, but yeah. I don't know if attack is the exact word for it. It's mind control, what it is.
Yeah, well, if you were in that building or you had a loved one in the building, you would feel like you'd been attacked.
Did you ever think about this? Maybe there was nobody in those buildings. It took weeks, if not months, maybe longer, to get the whatever it took to bring them down set up.
And okay, hang in there. We're gonna go. We have to go to break. We'll be back shortly.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
In defense of humanity, we're talking about the 9/11 attack on the Pentagon, and it's interesting. Joel is challenging Barbara Honecker. He's not completely convinced that she's not disinfo. I don't believe she is, but when he gets done watching the documentary, maybe he will call back in. Joe, I've not heard anybody say that they think nobody died. We know somebody died because we saw people flying out of buildings. Now, you're saying that could have been dummies, I don't know. I'm pretty sure people died because you have the families of 9/11 victims who actually got together and purchased a whole page in the New York Times trying to draw attention to Building 7, which they were hoping would bring everyone back into the mode of questioning the whole story. I don't know how much success they got from that, but I doubt if there weren't victims, they would have done that.
Well, did you ever look into what those families are of the victims, of the alleged victims? Do you know how much they're worth now compared to what they were worth? Did you ever hear of the victim compensation fund that Congress passed that went up to $10 billion right off the bat to pay off the families of the alleged victims, and then they renewed that in 2011. Those people are still getting paid.
Yeah, I wasn't familiar with that. I know that there are people who suffered from the horrible dust that was in the air and the chemicals that were in the air, including some first responders, and the last I saw, they weren't getting any kind of compensation at all.
No, and I'm not questioning that now, because one of the reasons that they brought down those towers was that they were insulated with asbestos.
Right, and, I know.
Okay, so I just wanted to bring up the Victim Compensation Fund, and I wanted you to think about this. If they were going to pull off an operation like that, obviously the planes could not bring down the buildings the way the official story says they did.
Right.
So something else had to do that. So some contractors had to go in, some demolition experts had to go in there and set it up. And it would make sense for them to empty out those buildings to do that. Because if you remember, the official story was that there was 50,000 people died on that day under those towers. Giuliani came out and said there's 25,000 people under that pile of rubble and there's 25,000 people under that pile of rubble. Well, that number eventually went down to 3,000 people. Now,
right.
I would like to challenge you to try to find any picture of people running out of the, I know there's a few out there, and I think they're staged too, but in order to get that many people, allegedly 25,000 people worked in each building, not counting the people that were visiting, you know, people doing business.
Well, I've only ever heard the 3,000 figure.
Huh? You did hear the
3,000
figures. On day one, they were saying 50,000 people. You don't remember that?
No, I don't. I remember 3,000.
Well, look back, man, because that's exactly what they were reporting. On day one, they were reporting 50,000 people in New York alone. Because allegedly 25,000 people worked in each building.
Yeah.
Counting the...
Thanks. I appreciate you calling in. Believe it or not, we've got 5 more callers. Thanks for what you're sharing, though. I mean, that's interesting. And this topic, it's very deep and it's very ugly. I think we'll all agree to that. Okay, thank you for calling, Joe. Can we take Joe from Arkansas? Do we have time for it? Hi.
Yeah, thanks for that presentation.
You're welcome.
I had a question, too, why there wasn't any helicopters sent there. And why there wasn't anybody on the roof.
Did you hear what she said?
No, I didn't. I didn't hear how we know there was 105 people waiting to trying to get on the roof.
The only thing I can think of is there must have been people with cell phones who were calling out.
Okay. Now, I worked on the roof of the World Trade Center in the 80s, and there was a helipad on the South Tower.
Okay, hold on, we have to go to break, and you can share with us as soon as we get back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Segment of In Defense of Humanity. Tonight we've been talking about the attack on the Pentagon, and we've been listening to Barbara Honegger share her research. We have a caller from Arkansas. Joe, you wanted to add something to this?
Yeah, I'd also like to say there was a catwalk on the roof of the South Tower for visitors to go up and take pictures.
Uh-huh.
There was access. There was access for people to get up there.
Uh-huh.
And like I said, there was a helipad. And
right.
Why no one was being rescued and why no one was on that roof has bothered me for a long time. I just didn't understand it.
Now, and I don't know. See, if they locked the doors because they wanted to increase the number of people who were, you know, injured or murdered, really. The only way we would know that, in my opinion, Joe, is if these people had cell phones and they called to their family or something and said, "We can't get up the door. The doors are locked."
I'm not really surprised that that happened. Really not.
Yeah.
And I also want to add too that, you know, being an iron worker and seeing the steel on the roof and in the sub basement. I don't believe a tin can cut through steel.
Right.
So I'm in agreement with that. And I've also, every pilot I've ever talked to does not believe the 767 could have hit the Trade Center.
Well, now, how many people actually saw a plane hit the Pentagon? I've looked at those pictures. I actually got into a debate with my brother, and it was the strangest thing, because he sent me a photo of this attack on the Pentagon, and I got it on my computer, and my husband and I are looking at this photo, and there seemed to be fire in the photo. And my brother's on the phone saying, "Can't you see the plane?" And my husband and I said, "We don't see a plane." And he said, "I can't believe you can't see a plane." And we're like, "There's no plane there." Mm-hmm. And yet, I swear, he to this day may believe that a plane hit the Pentagon.
Well, there's a host on RBN that believes the witnesses saw people trying to fight on the controls of the plane at 500 miles per hour. I want to know how that is possible.
Yeah,
that people were able to see people in the cockpit trying to gain control of the plane at 500 miles per hour.
Yeah.
I'll never understand that one.
Isn't it amazing how we can look at the same images and interpret them different? Don't you think that's amazing?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Well,
thanks for everything you're doing.
Oh, and thanks for calling in. I appreciate your contribution. Okay. Ken from Texas, apparently 9/11 is a hot topic. People don't agree on what actually happened, but everybody agrees. I hope, Ken, don't you agree that it was the beginning of the surveillance state, the police state? It was the beginning of a real nightmare for the American people.
I think it's more than that. Barbara Honegger got a book called October Surprise a long time ago, and I don't know why she don't put it on a book.
In this presentation, if you get a chance to see the whole thing, she does mention her book.
Okay. I want to ask you a question, and then I want to make a comment. Why did they do it?
Why
did they bring the Twin Towers down?
They were exactly what I think Nicholas Rockefeller told Aaron Russo. They brought the towers down, of course, because they were full of asbestos. They wanted to get rid of them. But they did this in this dramatic way because they wanted a permanent war on terror. And I have been on programs and tried to explain to people. That's another thing. It's real hard for people to understand exactly what Russo said. A war on terror, you can keep that thing going forever because there's never really any when you can get, it's never going to end. You know, you can always just create another little terrorist act, and then you renew the powers that they get from the Emergency Powers Act, and you can keep this thing going on forever. You'll never see the Constitution again as long as the Emergency Powers Act is in place, and as long as they keep the war on terror, you don't have a Constitution. That's
why. Right. I know. Also, I kind of forgot what I was going to say. Anyway, can I make a political comment? Back in 1988, Florida and Alabama and Louisiana drew their calls for the Constitutional Convention. I think this is a result, political push resulting from that. They hit a brick wall down there. And since 88, you had Randy Weaver, Twin Towers, Oklahoma City, Waco, 50 gun bills in the house, you know, and they want to get rid of the different things. But I think they don't know what to do. And I think this all occurred after 1988. It's just political push. Now, I can't prove it, but that's what it looks like.
Some people say it happened after 1963 when they killed off JFK. But I say it goes back because she mentioned the fact that Pearl Harbor, that the truth about Pearl Harbor wasn't told to the public either. So I'd say this thing goes back to, for sure, 1933. And some people were saying that World War I was manipulated publicly as well. So that means, does this go back to the passage of the Federal Reserve Act? I think somebody could make that argument.
Yes, but it's just kind of like a step-by-step. If they wanted a convention, because if we had a convention, they said, well, you folks wanted it, and we're going to give it to you. Well, we said, no, you ain't going to give it to us. We don't want it. And they hit a brick wall, and they're mad. They don't know what to do. And that's what it looks like to me.
Yeah, well, what they're doing is pretty dastardly if you heard last week's show. Because you're in Texas. I mean, if you heard the discussion about Harvey, they know what to do. They're creating more carnage, as far as I can see.
It does, without a doubt, cause carnage. In Florida and Texas, you know, whether God did it or whether man did it or they guided these things, I don't know. It's hard to prove. Remember, when everything's real small, real fast, and real, you know, real high up, you can't prove it.
Well, I sure felt that that scientist maybe we could have him on, James Connie, I believe his name is. I bet you he could prove it. But again, we don't have a court of justice that we could take this proof into. Right now, they've corrupted all our courts as well.
Yeah, they in 33, you've seen HAR 192, correct?
Yep.
Yeah. That was a big part of it. I think it's a step-by-step process.
I think so, too. I absolutely agree. Totally. Yep. Well, we have a couple more callers. Thanks, Ken. I appreciated your input. That was great. Okay, Roxanne, I've got a bunch of people from Texas. I hope you guys are all right. Hey, Roxanne, how you doing?
Good evening.
Hi.
I wanted to talk about if people will take a few minutes. The original was 9 minutes, but my cousin, Kevin Cosgrove, was in the tower, one of the towers. And just type in Kevin Cosgrove, 9/11. And, you know, he gets a little bit upset with the... because the EMS person or whoever was talking with him originally, and then there's different versions of it, but it's all typed out and whatnot because you can barely understand. But that's my cousin. He died in those towers. His daughter, when she was a teen, was cutting herself. So to these people that said that actors and wanting money, I don't think so. I know this government's evil.
Yeah.
And I just want to put that out there because I know somebody that was in one of the towers, and that was my dang cousin. And he was only in his 40s.
I'm so glad
for
you
these people to say, for them to say that, it's just pathetic.
Yeah, I'm glad you
my
called
brother was also, my brother was an electrician. He helped wire the last 5 stories of the towers. And he was actually my own patient. I looked down and I see my brother on my x-ray table. And I said, whoa, what's this? You know, he already had been sprayed with Agent Orange in Vietnam, and now my brother's got asbestos poisoning, helping to build those towers.
Yeah.
I don't know where these people are coming from.
Yeah.
But I
think you're making the point that real people are really getting hurt and many dying. And I totally...
Yes, ma'am. And I'll let you get back to all your other callers. But
yeah, thanks for calling in.
My cousin died. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. Yeah, I also believe that there were real people who died and... real people who suffered from the toxic air, the horrible aftermath. The people in charge, these neocons, these dual Israeli people, I mean, they are waging war against the Americans, and I'm hoping everybody starts to see that. Okay, we have another Texan, Alan from Texas. Hi, Alan, how are you?
Good evening, Al. Hey, about 9/11. You know, it's one of these things that you can't, because we don't really know what happened. I'm of the opinion that you really can't close your mind off to any of the possibilities, although I'm getting more towards the no plane theory, because if you think about it, you know, an aluminum frame cannot go through, you know, those steel structures like that. But was it a hologram, you know, shrouding a cruise missile? was there something actual physically hit the building? You know, yeah. You can't say. So, right. You know, it's like anything. I do remember, you know, that's something that's not pretty to think about, but I do remember all the people that were jumping off of the top of the tower.
Oh, yeah.
I also remember the lady standing in one of the windows where the smoke was coming out, standing there waving. You know, if the heat was so intense, how was she able to be alive standing right there? Why were all those people jumping off the buildings if the smoke and the fire was not as intense as we were told it was?
Right.
And why apparently they were stripping their clothes off too, almost like something was burning them. So I'm of the opinion, I've seen the pictures of the cut columns. It looked like they were cut with thermite charges or something like, or you know, nanothermite. Micro nukes might very well have been in use to do some of the pulverization, but I also believe that there's a type of energy weapon used, some type of like a molecular dissociation. Because I do also remember seeing the pictures of the cars, like two blocks away, the cars along the street that were just crisp, you know, burnt to a crisp, but the trees standing next to them were just fine on the sidewalk. So there's so many unexplained things. I think it was a combination of technologies that were used to bring these things down. But I can't close my mind off to any possibility because we don't know what these SOBs are actually doing to us.
I think the one thing that we're all agreeing on tonight, and I'm glad to hear it, is the official story is just plain bunk.
Yeah.
And the perpetrator of this crime are well within our government.
Yeah, if nothing else, if they didn't make it happen, they definitely let it happen. You know, well, I'm sure there was, I'm of the opinion that there was involvement from a lot of the top people that are involved in what we call our government now at this point in time.
Oh, yeah, and she made the point, and if you get a chance, watch that documentary, that the same neocons that were in there doing PNAC ended up right there in high positions in the Bush administration. One thing I hope everybody gets, I know a lot of RBN listeners picked on Obama, and I did too, okay? Remember, I'm a recovering Democrat. I picked on Obama. I was just aghast. I picked on Clinton. I thought Clinton was a nightmare, but there still seems to be a lot of people who are Republican who don't really, they're not ready to attack the Bushes. And I'm just kind of wondering why not. My gosh, they're all crooks. I mean, they're equally as bad. They're doing horrible damage to our country. This isn't about the Republicans or the Democrats. It's about the creeps at the top that have the power and authority to do all this destruction. Right? For years.
Yeah, it's just a complete criminal cabal, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, whether you want to call it, you know, the separation of the deep state, which is, you know, like the Clinton-Bush clique, or, you know, and then you have, you know, the actual upper crust, you know, the ones, the, you know, the blue bloods, the royalty of past, you know, the from the Merovingian lines, whatever, you know, they claim. The ones who really have the money who are running things at the top, I think, you know, the deep state is just kind of something they let happen because it's kind of fun to watch, maybe. I don't know. You know, these people are sick, you know, but I do understand that there are different levels. And, you know, we will never really know exactly who probably the people at the very ultimate, you know, top of this thing are. We've got some good ideas, but do we actually know? No, I don't believe so.
And at the top of the Democratic Party, I know Salenti was on John's show. At the top of the Democrats is run by the crooks. The Republican Party is run by the crooks. Okay? People need to get that.
It's corruption all the way down. I mean, it's gotten so bad, the corruption is down to every level of our lives. It's just coming to admit it is the hard part, that, you know, that we have been played and we are being played, and, you know, there's a lot of bad people out there.
No kidding. Okay, Alan, I appreciate you calling in. Maybe I have time for one more caller. Stu from California. Are you there, Stu?
Hello.
Hi.
Yes. Talking about the Pentagon, I recalled how long it was after it happened. It might have been the next morning. But I saw a picture, a video. It was taken from a gas station across the road or across the highway or something from the Pentagon. And it showed a streak right next to the ground go, and it hit the Pentagon. And it sure didn't look like an airplane, I'll tell you that. It looked like a missile of some kind.
Yeah.
It was just a smoky streak, just shoo, you know, like a missile.
Yeah.
And then they cut it off. They you know, oh, nobody could see that one anymore.
Yep, that's true. Yeah, I've seen that images of that, and that's what it looked like to me, too. So, I mean, you'll never convince me there was a plane that hit the Pentagon, okay? But she made a really good argument, didn't you think, for why the Pentagon had to be hit?
Well, I got in a little too late. I didn't get it.
Yeah, well, just for those who got in late, her point was that when two commercial buildings in New York get attacked, you can't say anyone's waging war against the whole country. However, when an iconic building like the Pentagon gets attacked, then you can say, like they said after Pearl Harbor, the country has been attacked. We are at war.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what they did.
Okay.
They declared war immediately. Well, we're almost out of time, people. Thank you for calling in, Stu. I want to remind everybody to stay tuned for the last 5 minutes of our program. We play an imaging prayer. It is important that we use the power of our mind and our good intentions and exercise that power of our mind and good intentions and image a future for this planet, for these children, for our families, for even the children unborn. We want a positive future of joy and happiness for many, many years to come, and we'll get there. Okay, good night, everybody. We'll be back next week.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14...
We'd like to end tonight's show by reaching up to a higher power, whatever that might mean to you, to assist us in creating the future we all want. Close your eyes as you listen to this beautiful song by Inca Gold called Shout to the Lord, and image families and children enjoying Earth's healthy meadows, forests, oceans, and mountains in perpetuity. Image them laughing, singing, and dancing. Visualize humanity thriving, free from want or fear. Picture the peaceful world we all deserve. Let's joyfully create our future together.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-
1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit partdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.